know, whenever you lose a turnover battle, you know, the odds aren't really in your favor. But as far as us battling and, you know, competing out there, especially doing a lot better up front than we did our first game. I know we played with a chip on our shoulder this game, want to get after these guys. So I think we played well overall, just didn't fall in our favor, unfortunately.
Not to say that wins and losses aren't the bottom line, but still, Coach was upset with you guys after the Jets game. You didn't play well, and he was a lot better with you yesterday. So is the first step just playing well? I mean, obviously.
Definitely. I think as far as the Jets game, the game shouldn't have been as close as it was. I think we let them back into the game. So, you know, we responded well to Coach Zimmer and, you know, his message with us to compete and, you know, not make as many mistakes and, you know, not let teams in games. And I thought we played a lot harder this game. And, you know, it's a good defense, so we almost came on top.
Can you describe the way the guys got yards after contact, whether Asiata or the play for Ellison?
It was just great plays. Just guys getting out there and wanting to win and putting in the extra effort. You know, obviously, you know, Rhett, that run by Rhett to get that first down in a crucial situation to keep the drive alive. And, you know, Asiata, obviously, he's always making yards after tackles, so you know, it's just us out there fighting. You know, still is a rivalry game, so, you know, we take that game pretty seriously. And like I said, it's number one defense. The only time you can go in there and, you know, play physical against those guys and play well against them, it's a good feeling, even though we lost.
It seemed like Norv was getting Teddy on the move quite a bit. Is that the best way to neutralize that defensive line?
Yeah, sometimes, because they do a lot of stuff. And, you know, sometimes they'll stress the pocket a lot. Obviously, Sue was on his game, too, making some plays yesterday. But, you know, just different things to kind of keep those guys off balance.
Matt, how'd you feel about your game?
Good. You know, Ansa only had one tackle. I think that was the only stat, so I think I came out of there pretty well. So, you know, like I said, he's a pretty raw player, and he hasn't even tapped his potential, so I'll be seeing a lot of him. But, you know, to play well against him, coming out on top like that, feels pretty good.
Did you kind of relish that matchup after what happened that first time around?
Yeah. You know, he got me the first game. You know, so obviously I was studying film. You know, like I said, you know, before the game, looking at things I needed to improve on that he did against me, and I thought I did a good job of that. So,
Matt, can you look at 8-8 as still kind of a meaningful goal at this point?
Yeah, definitely. You know, to be even at 500 is a good goal. You know, right now we're focused on Miami and then obviously Chicago. So I think it's definitely two games that we can win. And, you know, we got to go out to Miami this week and play physical like we did this past week. And I think we'll be all right.
Thanks, Matt.